There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchel with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host. And we welcome Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center to comment on a Voice of America article that appears to be alarming. Two Chinese defense ministers expelled by Chinese Communist Party for corruption. Rick, a very good day to you. I can recall at the beginning of Xi Jinping's first term, there was a story that Gordon and I talked about at the time. I thought it odd that Chinese officers, senior officers, were heretofore banned from having vanity plates on their sports cars. It seemed a strange limitation for military men, one, to have a vanity plate, and two, to have a sports car. And that was many years ago. Now we come up with a corruption story of not one but two defense ministers. Does that mean that what we're looking at, the state within a state, didn't change its ways? It just became more non-transparent? Good evening to you, Rick.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Gordon. The life of a senior People's Liberation Army officer is much like if you imagine the game of Jenga, where you have all these pieces of wood that you place one on top of the other, and then you pull one out in the middle or pull one out near the bottom, and then the whole tower collapses. If you imagine each one of those pieces of wood is what could be construed or interpreted by the Chinese system as a crime. So for each of these senior officers, they're basically their whole career is built on these pile of crimes. And as long as they are in good favor with the top leadership, nobody is going to call out that they're guilty of hundreds of crimes. But when they fall out of favor, then it's no problem. It's no problem at all to simply look at what they've done, find people who will testify that, oh, yes, there was a bribe here, a bribe there, the vanity plate rule, he broke that. And boom, the party instantly has a lock solid case for whatever punishment and humiliation they want to throw at that senior officer.
So it's a control mechanism. You make it clear in the beginning that they must take this money, and that becomes your, I guess, a kind of blackmail for the officer, no matter how far he rises.
Right, and they must be corrupt. Because they're buying ranks for supporters, they're buying ranks for themselves, they're buying favors within the wider military industrial complex. There's no choice for them but to be kind of just money lords that buy things, help a community, and that community in turn helps them.
Gordon, this begins to sound almost sympathetic towards these men. Was the PLA always like this, Gordon, from the beginning, from the thing that Mao put together to fight the Civil War?
Well, no, it wasn't. It was an effective fighting force, but it became this way after Mao was successful, established the People's Republic. And we started to see this, especially in the 70s or so. But it became worse and worse. And eventually we had leaders like Jiang Zemin trying to do something about it. But you can't do that in the Communist Party system, which is unaccountable. You don't have independent prosecutors. You don't have newspapers. So corruption is inevitable in the Chinese system. And in the PLA, it is even more so.
You have a question for Rick, Gordon.
Rick, does this endemic corruption affect the ability of the People's Liberation Army to fight?
No, it does not. I mean, we need to mention that former defense minister, now disgraced defense minister Li Shangfu, was actually the guy in charge of the Xichang Satellite Launch Center on January 11, 2007, when the PLA shot down a satellite in low Earth orbit. That made him a hero and probably helped to propel him up the ranks. He became the first commander of the Chinese Space Force, and then after that was elevated to defense minister. Li Shangfu had no problem creating this massive debris field that still affects our ability to access and work and prosper in space. Yes, all of these guys will execute orders that sacrifice others. That's what they've been doing all their careers as well. If it's between me and you, then you got to go. And they have no problem telling the other to go, wherever that is, Gordon.
A puzzle, Rick. The PLA is massive. Are we talking about all directions? The Air Force, the Navy, the Army, doesn't matter, the Coast Guard? It's all the same model. You take the money, we'll leave you alone unless you cross us?
Absolutely, John. Take the money, distribute the money, continue to buy favors, because if that man does not take the opportunity that falls in front of him because of his rank and position, then the next guy will. And the officer knows this implicitly. So he has no choice but to be corrupt, make the corrupt act, ensure that his position is safe and that he can increase his chances for promotion.
Gordon, does the party know this, the apparatus itself? I don't mean just the standing committee, but all through the party, they understand that ship's captains are corrupt and have taken money.
Of course, John. The party is extremely self-aware. And one can say the party is much more aware of what's going on than outsiders.
You have a question for Rick.
Rick, let me give you a chronology with General Li Shangfu, the immediately previous defense minister. He was appointed by Xi Jinping on March 12th of last year as defense minister. He was last seen in public on August 29th. He was not formally removed as defense minister until October 24th, and his replacement was not named until December 29th. How do you explain these large intervals of important events in General Li's life last year?
Oh, Gordon, to me it would appear that the party was simply unable to settle on his successor, that the cleaning up of the crime probably exposed so many of the other candidates to a similar light that it just took all this time for the party to cover up this guy for as much as they could, and perhaps that didn't work. So they had to move to the next candidate to cover up. In the meantime, so many officers have to be taken care of, assured. The sacrificial lambs have to be lined up. The party, Xi Jinping, took this long to find the next structure on which the political power of the party could rest.
Rick Fisher is a senior fellow at the International Assessment and Strategy Center. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone Newsweek in The Hill. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.